The Via Metropolitan Transit Board thinks the agency's service is a good value, even with a proposed fare increase on the table. Leaders say the last time rates increased was 4 years ago, and they say the cost to run its buses has gone up since then. They say that, combined with a demand for additional service like the Primo buses that will run from downtown to the medical center, is the reason fares need to go up. Via's Priscilla Engel says the money collected on the bus only pays for 17% of the trip.
The rest of the money comes through our other revenue sources, which is our sales tax.
Regular fares could go from $1.10 to $1.20, and the monthly pass would increase from $30 to $35. Seniors will still get their discounts, including 25 cents during the midday and free rides on the weekend. Students will still be able to buy an entire semester pass for $35. But many remain opposed to the increased cost, saying those who really need to take the bus will be the ones most impacted. Engel says VIA is aggressive in applying for federal dollars, but
grants typically go towards capital projects.
That includes new buses and park and rides. Engel says the proposed increase is a very small percentage of the overall budget. And others like the Bexar County Commissioners, members of the San Antonio City Council, and those from the Suburban Council of Mayors will still need to give their green light before the fares will go into effect. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.